Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now, your number one entertainment shown on Wednesday afternoons. It's Hollywood Connections. Your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Take it away.
Thank you to the number one sports broadcaster in the world, Peter Blake.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
love
that.
You. Well, Yvonne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful now.
I know.
Since I'm in the studio.
I know. So we're live on Facebook right now. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Only 5,000 on my friends list.
All right.
We are here with Brianna as well. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
She's our junior reporter, actually our teen reporter now.
Yeah.
You've graduated to that. And we also have Kevin. Kevin, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, put the mic more towards you. There we go. Okay. You're good. And so we're going to kick off before we get our call-ins and our guests and our comedians and our filmmakers. And thank you so much for tuning in while you're driving all the way, you know, from home.
All the way home from that office.
That desk job. I hope you have a bouncing ball chair.
Yes.
I used to. All right, Kevin, what are you going to sing for us today?
This is a song that I've been working on. It's going to be radio ready in about 3 weeks.
Oh, it's ready? It's radio ready right now,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I've been working at Pristine Audio in St. Petersburg.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Dee, and, you know, he's the producer there. He's been working with me, and I'm excited about it.
Very cool. We're going to come back and get his story in just a minute.
Yes.
And this song is called?
More Than You Can Give.
Oh, More mm-hmm. Than You Can Give.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a giver? This song is for you. Live on Facebook. Here we go. Live at Tan Talk. We're on.
Who will lead you to follow? Who will meet you there tomorrow? It's been cold inside and you need to feel some warmth. Take your last drink, make your hands lean. Too good to be real, it's the calm before some storm. Say there's no time left for chances. Your dance is for
you. was beautiful. Yeah. Wow. You know, you saw an ad that I had on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And you called me, and we always have fun ads, and I sent you some information. And what did you think when you saw what we had out there about Hollywood Connections?
Well, I thought it might be perfect for me because I'm trying a number of things. I actually moved down here from Pennsylvania, a small town, and I was a mechanical engineer at GE, and I was laid off, and there was a mass layoff there, 1,000 people, and
oh my God!
Yeah, you know, all these engineers looking for work. I just could not, you know. So I was looking for something different, and I was married for 26 years, and unfortunately, I went through a divorce, and finally signed the papers, and I got an email from America's Got Talent.
Okay. And we had them on the air. The producers called in.
And, yes. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna go for it. So I jumped on a scooter.
You should have known me. I would have given you front row, front line passes. Seriously, I had six people up there.
I jumped on a scooter.
But I like that part about you jumping on a scooter.
Yeah. I mean, it was really quickly, like 2 weeks. I mean, planning, and I just, I had my guitar, I had a duffel bag, and a few clothes, a little small amp, and just some little things. And my nephew, who's also a machinist, he made these things on the side of the scooter that said, America's Got Talent or Bust.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I headed out, and, it took me 2 days to get to the, November 2nd. And I arrived November 2nd. It took me 2 days to get here. My hands were still frostbit from going through West Virginia mountains.
Did you have gloves, or was it like that, movie, Dumb and Dumber, where they're freezing and they have icicles on their hands?
Actually, it's not that far off from that. My gloves kept freezing getting wet because it was raining and
the
snowing.
Moisture and everything.
So I my hands were frozen all the time. So I had this idea. I took empty plastic 2-liter bottles, and I cut them in half, and I made them in a shape, and I put a string through them, and I put them over my hands. So I'm going down.
And did that help?
Yeah, it helped until they flew off. Then I'm back where I started. But I got down to, I think it rained or snowed the whole time up until I got to Georgia, and then I started to see sunshine. I said, I'm almost there.
It sounds like the slogan, I left it all behind.
I did. I really did. I left it all there. And people thought I was crazy, but I had to do something.
But what I like about that? It was your dream. It was what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And people out there who's listening to you tonight, you give them inspiration. Because maybe they could do the same thing. So sometimes we stay back. Mm-hmm. But you tell them how, even if your hands got frozen, you still was on your way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I had two problems. I had when I went to the audition, my hands were still tingling and pain, my fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And also I had a filling in my front tooth that was falling out.
Oh, my God.
And I was like all self-conscious. And so I'm like, well, worried about it, but I got through it, it stayed in place.
Right. Well, what impresses me also too is we had actually a write up that we were reading about you. You have you're a film director yourself. You have some screenplays you're trying to sell. I was so impressed because you were talking about your camera, and I believe that we could use him on the red carpet events. We have two film festivals coming up. Yeah. And I know with Sunscreen, we want to have a shout out to them. We have Gary Busey, and we have some other people that are going to be on the red carpet as well. Mm-hmm. And I'll be reading those names here shortly.
And in those events, you get to meet people that you would like to meet that could help you on with your career. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. Even Paul Serrano from Goodfellas? Is that what he was on? It's one of those mob movies, And but there's so many people out there that can help you. It's just a matter of getting connected. And we're going to be right back. And I want to play that commercial with the International Christian Film Festival that we are super excited about next Thursday, the 28th. And next Saturday, we'll be on the red carpet in Orlando. So stay tuned. This is for them, for letting us on that red carpet. We'll be right back.
Thank you for your song.
It's beautiful. We'll be right back. Stay here.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Yes, you. Have you heard of ICFF? The International Christian Film Festival?
No.
Where have you been? The International Christian Film Festival is one of the largest Christian film festivals in the world. It's an annual event that brings some of the best speakers, directors, producers, actors, and writers all in one place.
Hooray!
Connect with some of the best people that you have ever met. This is a one-of-a-kind experience, and it is the only festival that has a viewing during the Cannes Film Festival in France. And check this out. You get to watch films from all over the world, and some of the films before they hit the theaters.
Bravo!
The festival starts off with a bang, the opening night party. Oh, the music and fun atmosphere. It's great for mixing and mingling, making new friends, and networking. And then we all go and watch the opening night movie. It's always a hit. The next 2 days are filled with exciting films, seminars, networking, and fellowship. And oh, let's not forget my favorite part, the awards night. It's an elegant event that begins with red carpet, then on to the award ceremony. We all get to be dressed up, fancy. It is so awesome. I really feel like I'm at the Oscars. But most importantly, this festival spreads the message of Jesus Christ through these wonderful films and the people that are there.
Hallelujah!
Well, if you're looking to sponsor, this is the event for you. With so many different types of sponsorships, networking opportunities, business opportunities, and much, much more.
Hooray!
Every sponsorship helps make this festival the best film festival ever.
Oh, yeah!
So what now? Check out our website at www.internationalcff.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and get involved.
And if you have not got your tickets yet, you better get them, because last year Stephen Baldwin was there and all these film Christian film directors. And those, that's what I love to watch on Netflix and all these great movies. And today we even have a gentleman calling in from Nashville at 6:30, so stay tuned. So also, too, is you have a question, our reporter, our team reporter, Brianna.
Hi. How did you get started with music?
Well, I wrote this novel called De Alib. It's, first time author. Nobody knows who I am. But anyway, after I got it done and it was published, and, you know, I thought, what am I going to do next? So I thought, I started looking around for people who could write a screenplay, and that turned out to be too hard. So I think it was Caltech's software. Screenwriting software, and I started writing this first screenplay. I never wrote one before, so I started getting samples and off the internet, and started learning how to do it. And then, as I was writing, I thought of writing music for each scene, and so that's what got me motivated. So I started writing different songs for different scenes in the potential film. It just got kind of addicting. And also it was kind of therapeutic for me, going through a divorce and, being a family man. My kids are grown up, but they still don't speak to me.
Can I tell you something? And the divorce is very hard.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about words later and how important your words are,
yes,
when you say to people. And that's a topic that we're going to kind of bring up today, and how important that is. And there's something that happened over the last couple of days of words of people.
Yes.
And I got to bring that up. But back to you. When I went through my divorce, and I'm remarried after, 14 years, mm-hmm, to a wonderful man that's not here today. He's painting a sailboat today.
So there's hope for me.
Oh, yes. But you know what? I went to comedy school. I went to Pauly Shore's sister, and at sandyshore.com, I have to give her a plug.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I went to therapy and I cried. I went to the nail salon, I cried. You may be going out there and you're going through something and you're, this is not going to work. You know what? And the thing is, just give it to God and say, it's too much for me. Don't grieve over it, because there is laughter in your heart and your soul. And it happened to me, because I am happily married now to a wonderful man.
Huh?
And we just got married in Las Vegas 2 months ago. So keep that in mind. Thank you. So, you know what? And I always say, give it to God and watch things happen, but we thank you so much for being here. And what is your Facebook, your website, or how can someone get in touch with you?
I do have my Facebook. It's Kevin Nicholas Glaser. And just look me up, friend request me.
Yeah. And you can get in touch with us here at HollywoodConnections.biz, and we'll connect you up, and hopefully we'll get you some gigs out here. I call the Quincy Jones of Tampa. Benny Luck is in,
mm-hmm,
the house. We have, King James is in the house as well. So you got some good people that you met today.
You're awesome. Surrounded with some very good people.
Awesome.
Yes. And also, we're going to go to a phone call in just a second, but we're going to have Brianna sing something. And thank you for playing over at Naughty Nancy's over there. They loved you, and that was really great to have you here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I did.
Awesome. All right, we'll be right back, and let's go to another commercial real quick. If we have the Star Movement, let's go to that, and we're going to get Brianna ready. Now, Star Movement is pretty cool. Check this out.
Are you the best actor, singer, dancer, or model? Then audition for the Star Movement. Work with retired agent Holly Caputo and her celeb staff, like American Idol coach Nick Cooper. Attend our showcase and be seen by top agents, managers, record labels, and cruise lines, like Wilhelmina and Sony Records. Atlanta, your audition is August 31st at Schmidt Recreation Center at Oglethorpe University. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., go to www.thestarmovement.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're back, and you're probably driving home, and you can't wait to get home and tune us into TAN Talk. 1340.com and see us live on the internet. Also go to hollywoodconnections.biz and see what we're all about to get you connected in show business. So in the meantime, you've been with me for 2 years, Brianna.
Yeah.
And what are you going to sing for us today?
I'm singing a little verse from Let It Go and by James Bay.
Okay, and you've been training over at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
13, and you've met a lot of producers and casting directors with me.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to go action. Okay. 3, 2, 1, you're on.
So come and let it go, just let it be. Why don't you be you, and I'll be me. And everything that's broke, leave it to the breeze. Why don't you be you, and I'll be me, and I'll be me.
All right.
Oh, that was nice, Brianna. I also know that you've been writing poetry. You know what? She had one poem that was, we were talking about words.
Right.
And her, what was your poem? Words cannot change me?
Words can't bring me down.
Words cannot bring me down. And we was talking about how powerful words were.
You know, and that's important because we're always going to have a topic once a week here, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my mother passed away, and this is important, she said to me on her deathbed, she said, Dawn, watch, your words are very powerful because I told your father I'm 3 years behind him. And she was almost to the month. And, you know, there was a family member over the last couple of days. He was only 42 years old. He mm-hmm. was actually in an accident in Phoenix, Arizona. Very, very close family friend of ours. And what happened was I read his Facebook all week, you know, and all the last couple posts that he's been putting. But he put stuff like, you know, if I died today or if I did this. And I'm going, I heard what happened, and there's something that crushed him at his work. And I went, oh, my God, is it something that you're putting out there that is attracting you? You know, to have that, watch what you put out there because it'll come back to you.
Sometimes I'd be thinking, not so much as putting it out there, that they have some type of intuition that they kind of know that their time is up.
You know, I wonder that too. You know, and that's really interesting because the words that I saw was really to my mm-hmm. heart last night. And I was writing them down here, Yvonne. Look, you can see a whole mm-hmm. list of what he had wrote on his Facebook. And he wasn't suicidal or anything. He was just a really great guy, really good heart. Everybody loved him, you know. And so these are things that my mother always said, watch what you put out there. Watch what you ask for.
That's true.
You know, and I remember my ex-husband one time, he was calling me up, and he was yelling at me for something. And just guess what happened? He had a flat tire, and I went, okay, karma got him. You don't wish it on anybody, trust me.
No.
You don't wish it on anybody. But
anyways, when it happens, you're aware.
You're right. And you just go, God has a sense of humor, you know, with some things. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we have Dawn here. Dawn, how are you doing? And thank you for coming all the way down to TAN Talk. And you are with what jewelry company? Your own.
I'm sorry?
Your own jewelry company, the name of it.
Oh, Dawn Hughes Designs.
That's right. Her name is Dawn. I'm Dawn. And so we are so impressed. Tell us about your jewelry, why it's so unique, and why we are selling it on products and services on our Facebook page, which I'm going to show Yvonne here in a second.
Well, I love to travel, and I always bring back coral and shells from wherever I go. So every piece that I make always includes one of those pieces of shell or coral. So no two pieces are ever alike. they're always one of a kind. No one else is going to have the same necklace that you have. And another interesting thing about them is that I try to make the backs as interesting or sometimes more so than the front. So mm-hmm. they kind of look cool from either angle.
Correct. You know, I'm about to put this on HollywoodConnections.biz, just the link that we put up there. And what is your favorite piece, you know, that you've enjoyed or the island memory? Because you just don't sell jewelry. You have memories there.
Oh, definitely. One of the places that I loved was when I went to the Maldives. The coral there is beautiful, and it makes for really cool jewelry. The island of Little Corn Island in Nicaragua. I was there about 2 years ago. I love that place.
I've heard that's gorgeous.
It is. It's a really great place. Last summer, I was in the San Blas Islands off the Caribbean coast of Panama. That was a really great place, too. Tons of places in the Caribbean and Central America.
And you just travel all around and pick up pieces to make fabulous jewelry.
Yeah, everywhere I go, I always take my bag and bring back a big bag of stuff.
Well, show some of the samples because we're live on the internet as well. I'm about to post some of these on HollywoodConnections.biz. When you get home, you can actually see that here, what I'm about to post, which is pretty awesome. And explain that jewelry, what it's all about.
Well, every piece, like I said, the centerpiece is usually a piece of broken shell or coral. And then the back always has my hand stamp logo.
You have to show it up way up there because they're all watching.
It has a hand stamp logo with my shark logo.
That's beautiful.
And like some other just interesting stuff on the back.
Do you design for people? Like if you see somebody and you go, that would look really good on them. Or, you know, like I have a lot of film directors out there that are still calling in. They'll be calling in shortly here. And they may use your jewelry for their brand, you know, your brand for their movie.
That would be awesome.
I know. That's what we're trying to do. So what did you think of my product and brand page?
That was great. I love that. Yeah.
Well, let's go to Dawn's commercial for a minute. Sit back, relax. Last week was beach and we had the backdrop. Now it's Hollywood. And listen to this. No, we changed it.
Okay.
We're Hollywood today.
All right.
And this is awesome. Check this commercial out. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Dawn, and I would personally like to thank you for your interest in my one-of-a-kind jewelry creations. I've been blessed to have traveled to many beautiful places in the world, and am sometimes lucky enough to find a little piece of nature's art along the way. Just as the sun, sand, and sea have shaped the treasures I find, they have shaped and inspired me to create jewelry as unique as the places where I've found them. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I moved to Florida's Gulf Coast in the summer of 2002. I've found Florida to be an amazing place with wildlife and beauty that inspire me every day to create new and different things. My artwork has emerged from the beaches of Treasure Island, but exhibit influences from far and beyond. I've woven coral and shell with natural elements of clay and glass, stone and metal, and wood and bone to create my visions of what jewelry can be. Each piece has been handcrafted and is the only one that exists. I hope those who find my creations will treasure them, and those who wear them find they radiate their own unique and distinctive personality. So please like me on Facebook at DawnHughesDesigns.com, and Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections loves my jewelry line, and I hope that you will.
That's a nice commercial.
Thank you.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So let's go to our film director that's on. Mitch, are you there? Hello, Hollywood Connections. You're on the air. Hello. Who's on? Is this Michael? Do we have anybody? We have two film directors I know that are calling in about this time. Maybe we lost them. And
well,
call
I
back.
Need to say something while Thank they're you. Getting ready to go on. If I had a piece of your jewelry, I would wear it all the time. I'd never take it off. It's so gorgeous.
Thank you.
I would never take it off.
Well, hopefully you'll leave here tonight with a piece.
I will. I tried to last week.
I know. We ran out of time.
But we will.
Definitely. You'll both leave with a piece tonight, for sure.
We will wear them every show.
Yes, we will. And everywhere we go on the red carpet.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure. And we're going to help promote with her jewelry line because it's unique and it's Florida. And we have another caller on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. We're going mute today. Hi, yes, you're on the air live. Who is this?
This is Mitch Emhoff.
Hi, Mitch. Where are you calling from today? We chatted before.
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee. And we actually, before we go on, your movie, do you want to tell everybody your movie, the name of it?
Sure. It's Father, Son, and Holy Moses.
Oh, that's right.
How's that for a twist?
I know.
I like it.
You know, I think we have on Facebook, I'm going to take that over, and I think I sent it to you, but we have two film directors that are calling in as well. Tell us a little bit about your film.
Oh, sure. Well, there's personal experience in it. I think like most films, you know, there's a nugget of truth, and I am a Jewish gentleman who's married to a fine Catholic woman. And as I'm sitting in church, because we're raising our kids Catholic, I had a lot of extra time on my hands every week in church. And so I concocted this story about a Jewish guy who doesn't finish his bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's right.
Because of a tragic event, and he has to go back to finish in order to gain his inheritance. Now, his brother is the perfect Jew, temple president, perfect son, and whoever gets bar mitzvahed within 15 days of the dad's passing gets the inheritance. Now, the older brother has long since been bar mitzvahed, so it's a time quest now to finish, and more than the money is stand up to his big brother.
Oh, let me ask you this question. The bar mitzvah, isn't it 13 years old when you're supposed to be getting it?
That's it. And when he was 13, I don't want to give away the whole movie, but there's a tragic accident at his bar mitzvah, and he's so phobic, he never goes back into a temple again.
Oh, okay.
That sounds exciting. Let's go to that clip real quick, Peter, and I think you have the right one. It's the trailer that I sent over just a second ago that you have to make sure. Hold on, we'll be right back. And don't go anywhere. Hold on.
I remember your bar mitzvah like it was yesterday. It would be such a blessing to go back and finish.
I'm never setting foot in the temple again. I'm joining the Catholic Church.
Sorry I'm late.
Have a seat.
Jimmy? No, I'm sorry. That's
fine. Need to get that?
Oh, my God. So dark.
All right, excuse me.
Dad.
He's faking. Did the same thing on our wedding night. Just laid there.
Dad.
Bye.
Dad!
In the event one of my sons has not completed his bar mitzvah, all of the money will go to the one who has.
That's you. We need to talk right now, Bruce.
About what?
About me not being able to get my bar mitzvah done. About every temple in town suddenly being booked from now until Hanukkah.
I know what you're up to.
I need your help.
What's going on here?
That's adorable.
Yes.
Now, we are super excited.
I love the music.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to see the rest of it. I want to make some popcorn.
That's what we want to hear.
That's right. You're going to
be... Is the movie finished? Is it all finished?
No, it's finished as a 3-minute short. I wrote it as a full feature, but many of us filmmakers, you know, it's very hard to fund a complete feature, so we start with a short as a calling card, and it really wants to be made back into a full movie. But I got to find the right person to help me produce it at that level.
So what are you looking for? Are you looking for funding as well? Because we help other producers, you know, let people know that you are looking for funding, or where are you at with your movie?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first part, the short, was just the experience, and it was a wonderful experience, and a lot of people kicked in without charging anything. Now, to go to the next level, yes, funding is going to be important. And more than just that is talent. You know, we need to get recognized names, and it's a tough game, Hollywood. I mean, you have to be able to know somebody to get in there, and you don't know somebody until you know somebody. So I think we're starting, and that's why we're coming down to the International Christian Film Festival to start meeting people who want to make a great film with us.
That's fabulous. And I know we're going to be there, and we're going to get a really good in-depth interview. We have reporters that are out there. I think you said about 1 o'clock. We're going to be on the red carpet as well. And I have a question. When you start to make your film, you know, I have a lady here that has a brand of jewelry that is so amazingly cool. I want to send you over because I'm helping her brand herself. And if you like Florida.
A Florida-based company. That's awesome.
I know. And also, too, is I have a singer here. Actually, he took his motorcycle all the way from Pennsylvania. Is that correct? You came all the way down?
Well, it's a scooter.
A scooter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a moped.
A scooter.
250.
It's sitting out there. I saw that. And, you know, he is also a screenwriter. And are you accepting other screenplays? I mean, people are always asking me this all the time.
Absolutely. You know, it's fun because I'm a screenwriter. So, hello, Scooter.
Hello.
Screenwriter.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh, I like that. Scooter, screenwriter. Ooh.
I mean that.
It all starts there. So I have a great respect for that part of the process. I've written 7 full-length features. It's very lonely, as I'm sure he can also attest. And I decided to get more into the film world. Now, even though I've written my own screenplays, and it's kind of hard to say whose could be better than mine, but let's face it, there's a lot of great talent out there. And I really have opened my mind to saying, if it's something I could produce that I could wrap myself around like it was my own baby, I would love to produce somebody else's screenplay for that if it fits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? Wanted to say to him, I'm so interested in what your film is because I was raised up in a Jewish community, and I just never heard of a bar mitzvah of an older person. I never even thought that existed and what could happen along the way to make that happen. I'm interested in knowing this.
Well, you know,
Thank you so much.
I'm going to keep you on the phone here because I've got Diane. We're going to join Diane in for a second. I got an idea because she's been very patient. Now, this woman I met in Phoenix, Arizona, and she wrote a book called Celebrity Obsession.
Yes, she did.
And actually, one of my Beauty Queen reporters is reading it right now. That's why we don't have the book. Diane, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. So anyways, this is another film director, and she wrote a book. And just give a synopsis of your book for him, Diane.
Yeah, but I wanted to read a consolidation of 12 through 15.
I know that, but I have a film director that's on it. It's like, you know, when you were a teenager, you were obsessed with John Travolta and the Partridge
Family. David Cassidy.
Yes.
So that's kind of her story. But before you go into the chapters, Diane, hold that thought because you're going to be on the air. So, Mitch, what do you think about that as a movie? You know, Celebrity Obsession, you know, this is a woman that went through it and got over it.
I think it'd be great if there's something compelling as far as what she wants. You know, like if it's just to stalk a celebrity, I mean, you know, we've all been there and seen that. But if it's something compelling that I can relate to, you know, that's universal if it can be, like she needs to, you know, make a break of her own into that world and think that's what she wants and learn something along the way. Those are the kind of stories I try to write. And that always grabs my attention.
Well, I read the book of Diana wrote, and I said from the very beginning after reading the book that it definitely could be a movie. I think that what you're saying, the type of movie that it could be, is what it is about, Diane. Do you agree with me, Diana?
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to do was to make it somebody that wanted to change the way people handle celebrity obsession, how they help people through it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of
based my book about that.
Right. And Diane, hold on the line yet. So we're going to go back to Mitch. Hold on, because we're going to come back because we have so many guests that are here as well. Diane, we're going to come back to you. So, Mitch, anyways, I have a lot of reporters asking, do you take people for screenplays? Like we said, how about scores for movies? Where do they write you, or what, you know, what's your website? You can tell everybody. I posted it all over social media.
All right, thank you. Well, it's www.laughterforsoul.com. And, you know, I'm up here in Nashville, Music City, and it's really incredible how much talent there is, and almost to the point where I thought, you know, music's going to be an afterthought, like just plug it in to fit, and I learned that is not the case. You want your music to be so in lockstep with your story. Like you mentioned, that beginning music sounds very Jewish, hopefully, and that's what we wanted, because that's superimposed, for those of you on the radio, it's superimposed over a Catholic church. I mean, what a contrast, you know?
Have you gone to the Jewish Film Festival with that yet? I know they just had one down in Palm Beach. Have you thought of that one yet?
That? I'm sorry, I missed that.
That's okay. Have you thought of the Jewish Film Festival yet? Have you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. This is hilarious. All right, so I've gotten rejected by my own members of the tribe. Jewish film festivals. I'm doing much better in the Christian film festivals. Now, I'll give a little of the movie away.
Wow.
I'm much kinder to the Christians than the Jewish people because, you know, you can make fun of your own group, but it didn't get me in their festival, so I might have gone too far.
That's okay. You know what? But we're super excited to get a full interview with you on next Saturday with my reporters, and we like to help promote your film. Where can they call if they want to help you donate to your film as well?
Oh, yeah, they can call me directly. It's, my phone number is 615-973-6885. And that website I gave, laughterforsoul.com, has all kinds of ways to contact me.
Very cool. And I'll be there myself to meet you. And I can't wait because I'm going to find out how you started in the business. I'm going to bring all these great interviews back to Tan Talk Radio. And I thank you so much for calling in. Any last words that you'd like to say?
Well, I love this process by having different people on the on like a party line here. I think we're making a deal over the radio show. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. And I would like to have you call back after the film festival, and we will take calls just for you, for people to, you know, ask you questions as well. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. All right. Kay.
Sounds good. Thank you for calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. And how's the weather over there?
It's hot and sunny, but not as hot as it is there.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Well, if you have any hookups for our singer here, I'm going to send you the video of the show as well. And who knows, he may be in Nashville next couple months.
Wonderful. I'll look for him.
With his scooter.
There we go.
Whatever it takes.
Yes. We're there. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless. And we'll see you next weekend.
Thank you. Take care. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to get a full-depth interview. Can't wait. Now, we have another film director on, and he was supposed to be in the house with us today, but he called me up. He's shooting today, and so, you know, you have to... Is Michael on the phone? Michael, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, I was, actually, and he is right. It's really hot down here, that's for sure.
Now, where are you? What area?
Right now, I'm in Brandon. So I'm just across the bay from you guys.
Okay, and tell us...
A little landlocked over here, so at least you guys are probably getting a breeze, you know?
A little bit. We have the air on.
the AC breeze, yep. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you, what you are doing these days, right now.
Okay, well, we're currently shooting a science fiction film. It's a modern setting. It's a modern film. But it kind of pays homage to the what the Japanese refer to as tokusatsu science fiction, and it's like a live-action, manual effects-based style filmmaking, kind of like the old Godzilla and Ultraman. So it kind of pays homage to that. We're not using really any computerized special effects. We're trying to do everything manually. So in a way, it kind of comes across as kind of like an art film too, but obviously there's a plot and not so much of a horror-based theme, but a little bit of a suspense-based science fiction project that we're working on, and it's called Space Gila from the Deep.
I read about that. Also, too, are you looking for local talent, as you know, to be, you know, in your film? Are you still shooting? Of course you are, but how are you with booking talent?
Actually, you know what? Believe it or not, it's a smaller production. The plot. I don't want to give away too much, but the plot really revolves around the relationship with these two investigators that are investigating. An occurrence in the plot as much as it revolves around the creature itself. And everybody that we actually have in the film, well, I can't say that, from the acting talent point of is actually locally based, believe it or not. A couple of the actors have done quite a bit of work in Hollywood, but they actually are locally based artists. You know,
because we have a gentleman here. My engineer has me cracking up. I'm going to tell you, if this is on video, he's going to see. He's got something cooking back there. It's really, really funny. But I have an artist here, as you can tell. Say hi.
Hello. My name is
Tell him
Kevin.
Who you are. And you're an artist. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote a novel. I wrote a screenplay. I'm into music now. I was actually a mechanical engineer for 16 years. And... So I came down here kind of to start over, and I you know, I'm kind of being drawn into the artistic area, and I saw Don's ad, and I came out here. So anyway, do you have any advice for someone like that? I know, you know, I've been a actor. I've been in about 12 films. I've done a lot of background acting.
Right.
What does it take? I did have my first lead role a couple years ago, but what does it take to make that step where you're actually making money at it? Because that's what's going to keep you in the game if you're going to really make it.
Right. Well, I will say this. I mean, obviously, Tampa Bay, and I don't know if, you know, I know Don's show really highlights a lot of things that are going on here, so hopefully a lot of our listeners are aware of it, but Tampa Bay has a big independent film scene. And fortunately, with some of these film festivals that are based in the Bay Area that are really starting to get a lot of notice in the industry, like Gasparilla the Suncoast, is it the Sunscreen?
Right, actually, that's next weekend. Are you going to be there?
I'm definitely going to go over there. I mean, obviously, we're not screening anything, but I'd like to just go over there and network with some people. I've gotten to know quite a few people in the local-based film community, and there's a lot of talent here, and there's a lot of people doing different things. I mean, obviously, there's a huge horror-based film scene here, but there's a lot of people doing family films. There's a gentleman that I met that's doing like Bollywood style filmmaking. But to go back to answer his question, I think to try to make a living doing acting, the one problem that I see here is the lack of tax incentives available for them to bring in larger productions. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's a more of a political thing. And they do bring in large productions, but they're so few and far between because the tax incentives aren't available. They're dried up. So these productions can't come in and afford to stay on budget and shoot here for a long time. So it seems like they shoot, I mean, and I'm just talking about the Bay Area. I'm not talking about Miami and Orlando. So from an acting point of view, unless you want to get into, you know, kind of broaden your horizons and maybe get into theatrical acting, there's a lot of really good Tampa Bay-based theater companies. So you definitely could make a living, a modest living, but definitely make a living doing acting if you also include theatrical acting, maybe commercial acting, and then try to get on to, you know, any films that are coming through. And some of these productions they're shooting that are local based, some of those do have a budget and compensate their talent and stuff.
Seems like
too.
I'm in the right area, though.
You are. I'd like to do Michael Moore, because I'm going to be there next week, too. Would you please let me know what day so we can get a really good in-depth interview on the red carpet with you? How's that?
Oh, that would be great.
I'd love it.
I'd really appreciate that.
We love it. And give everybody your website real quick, because we're going to come back and we'll play that, you know, major interview that we'll do with you back on a future show here in about 3 weeks.
Okay, well, the probably the easiest thing that to do is you can go to Mikey Plastic, which is pronounced just like a plastic spork, on Facebook. And I'm keeping things updated there because obviously on IMDb it's more just like a plot and then the actors that you can click on there. But we're also on IMDb already with the film, which is Space Gila from the Deep at IMDb. I have my my director's page on Facebook, so it's just Mikey Plastic at Facebook, spelled Plastik.
Fabulous.
And so I kind of keep everything updated more so there because that's a social media site. But the IMDb will be updating frequently, you know, as we get our cover art and everything in. But so.
Well, I want to thank you for the conversation, because we also have a up and coming little actress here. She's only 13 years old. So the things, the advice you have given to Kevin is also related to Brianna, to anybody who wants to be in the theater world, the filming world, right?
Absolutely. And I will definitely say this: I actually studied theater coming up in college, and I worked a little bit in the Tampa Bay-based professional theater, and everybody is, you know, very friendly. It seems like everybody wants to network and kind of help out all the people I've come across. So I think that if it's something that she really wants to do and he really wants to do, I think it would be a very welcome path for them to approach, you know. So.
Well, what I'm going to do, Michael, is we'll see you, because I know that's the 28th through May 1st over at sunscreenfilmfestival.com. And thank you. We have like 7 minutes left, and we have some more guests that just popped in. And we want to thank you, and I'll do a major in-depth interview. I cannot wait to meet you in person.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it, and I really thank you guys for having me on, and I'll look forward to seeing you over there.
Yes, and I'd rather have you in the station, so when you're free, I need you here. How's that?
Yes, ma'am. And hopefully when I do that, I'll have some more information, like maybe a trailer, even if it's just a small production trailer up that you guys can put up. So.
We're there.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Michael. And we'll see you next week at Sunscreen Film Festival. I'll be on the red carpet. Now, also, too, Peter, how are you doing? You are making me belly laugh so hard. You are. I can't breathe. And my name is Dawn. And
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Diane, stay on the line. We are holding four here. We got 7 minutes. But we do have a special guest that just popped in. You're late for a very important
date. I made it.
You're supposed to be at the beginning of the show.
I didn't kill no one.
At the beginning of the show.
Yes, thank you.
What happened? You're supposed to close. Beginning of the show.
I know.
Okay, we did. We have to do it again.
But we made my point.
Yes. Okay. We made it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are going to do, we have like 5 minutes here, but we're going to have 2 minutes, and you're just going to actually do something really special. You're going to crown your queen.
Actually, hi, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Lona.
Hi, Lona.
Right now I'm actually wearing the new crown. This is the national director for Miss Universal Petite this July Carnival Cruise, actually three country. So today we are officially crowning Miss Taiwan Petite.
Okay, we have like
Maggie
6 minutes. But Peter, okay, can you give us a hand clap over here real quick? And you're gonna stand up over here. And she's getting officially crowned. I know Maggie, my gal, is going to get crowned next week. I guess she's running late from work as well.
Okay.
She's one of our new reporters.
Well, traffic is always, you can always blame it on traffic.
Yeah, no, but any reason is an excuse, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So.
All right, here we go.
We
have 6 minutes left, and she is about to get crowned officially. I got 6 minutes. Yeah, not even, you have two.
Okay, all right.
And here we go.
While you're getting ready, I would like to ask a question. What is the what makes you petite? The height, the size.
It's five. Actually, the only requirement is five. Well, you got to be born woman. Five, six, and under.
Okay.
And when I used to be in pageant, and that was the one
five,
reason that
six
stopped
and under.
Me.
What about the weight?
Yes, and also we are bringing back how pageant. Like, what is pageant?
Yes.
It is not a dress up, okay?
Right.
It is, you know, from, you know, back in England. So,
here we go.
You ready?
Yes. Da, 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 da.
Okay, so repeat after me. I pledge.
Allegiance.
To the crown.
And the people.
Go ahead. All right. So let's do this again. All right, you can do this. Right.
We have 5 minutes.
So left.
I pledge allegiance
to the crown,
and the people,
for which you stand, to do right,
in all manner,
of this world,
without fear, or favor.
I swear,
to be,
a positive leader. Always be poised.
Proactive.
Elevate others.
As
Miss Taiwan Petite 2016. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Have a super, super fun, exciting year. Woo! Want to thank you so much for coming in. And I know, Peter, I have to let everyone know, I want to thank our guests. We have 5 minutes left. And our film directors, we've got the red carpet next week, and we're going to be at. And also, if you'd like to be a Beauty Queen reporter for me, call 727-871-7788 and go to hollywoodconnections.biz. I need you out there if you want to be a regular reporter. My kids are out there on the red carpet interviewing. And guess what, Yvonne?
What?
We have a workshop coming up for you for acting. Are you excited about your acting workshop?
Yes.
And tell people about your workshop.
It's going to be a drama workshop for children. And in my workshop, yes, I'm a drama teacher.
She's amazing.
No, I was joking. So,
like, are you joking?
Drama, like, you know.
No. I got you.
I'm bad.
I know.
And also, I'm going to have a kids' reporters workshop this summer.
Yes.
If you're a kid, a teen, you want to be a reporter, I'm going to help you market yourself, and I'm going to send you all the links of what I've done in the past in Denver and Phoenix and so forth. So we're about, you know, excited about that. And any other words that you'd like to say, Brianna?
Thank you for having me here. I have a lot of fun every time.
I know you do. You're going to come on the red carpet with me next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call you my host, co-host.
Okay. And also, too, is you have a, you want to say something? Yeah. Go ahead. The mic's right in front of you.
I'm glad today I'm official become Miss Taiwan Pep Tea 2016. And I'm very thankful and enjoy and try my best to be a good leader, and yeah.
You're I'm doing so good.
It's been 2 months. I've been whipping the whips.
So yes, you're doing experience. Good.
Let me ask you, what are your plans? What are you going to do with your title? You got 1 minute. Because see the clock up there? We're clicking down to timing. We're only on until 7.
What are you
going to do with your title?
I think we can. I want to be myself and help others or change the world, or even a little bit, or I just want to like change this world a little bit, make this world or everybody feel
beautiful.
Or
not really fear that be embarrassed and not knowing the language.
And the best one is I want to find myself and to help
and
others.
I found her a month ago.
Well, you know,
thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And also real quick, too, is a lot of people ask me questions about, as a role model for you. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
Now, I heard we have people in Hong Kong. We have people in Taiwan. We have people all over
tuning in
right now.
Yes, Vietnam, actually. Yeah.
Okay, because I see you did a lot of social media. Somebody taught you how to go live last week, huh?
Yes, and I got addicted to it. I was on it. Like every hour. Like she's my opposite, can you see? I'm the fire, she's the wind.
I fall asleep at night, I'm like, Alana's on live. It's 2 a.m, Lana.
Look at what I'm doing.
I know. We want to thank our guest, Dawn. Tell everybody your website again real quick.
Just go to Facebook and search for DawnHughesDesigns.com and it should pop up and you can like it and check out all the photos when I post them.
I'm going to help you with some film directors and market this in the next week. So I'll be sending you some things through the email. Also,
okay,
Kevin, thank you so much for coming here.
Oh, and you're so welcome.
Did you have
thank
fun?
You for having me. Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
And Yvonne, we have 2 minutes here. So
I'm Miss Florida Diva. I want a crown like that.
Yes, I do. We can make that happen.
Yes.
She has a new sash coming as well. She wants the bigger crown.
Oh, and then we have something to carry that crown and sash.
Yes, I heard about it.
We're going to talk about that on another show because you've got a whole procedure of what you're doing with the. I can't tell everybody, but you got to stay tuned.
No.
And Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And what about Susie?
Susie, thank you for doing all the
thank
photos.
Thank you for making the memories.
And Diane, thank you for being patient because when you come on, we help people get you connected, you know, with that film director saying, what is the thought list? We couldn't get into the chapters today. I know you're patient. You see what's happening in the house. We got 20 seconds left. And again, HollywoodConnections.biz.
Oh, and I missed your husband.
I know. He's over painting a boat today in Sarasota. But also, too, is if you want to donate to my show, go to PayPal and put in Dawn Reese Show. We need your help to help the youth get connected. In show business. We also have pages on Facebook with Being Cool, Stay in School. We're going back in the schools. We're finding more reporters. All that good stuff. I can keep talking, but I think Prita said we are done.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.